getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Yeah, polkas, waltzes, schottisches, whatever. Is what you're going to get here for the next hour on the old Oompa Hour. So glad to have you along with us as we get another show rolling. I'll admit it right now, I am battling a cold this week. I don't know if you can tell. Maybe you can't. I sound pretty good to me. I sound better than I sounded to myself an hour ago. But last couple days, man, and I blame it on my grandson. 2-year-old grandson had a cold. He'd been coughing all last week, and we babysit occasionally, and I like playing with the dude. So we hang out together a lot. And I'm sure I caught it from him. And then his mom, our daughter, has pneumonia this week. So I don't know what's going on. But I sound better than I thought I would. But I'm going to try to hold back on some of my blabbing today and conserve. And, of course, now we're getting into the first week of October. And that means, of course, around the world, it's Oktoberfest with me, which means good Germans and Bavarians all around the land are celebrating with a lot of tubas and German beer. And a bunch of foodstuffs that I can't pronounce. Wiener Schnitzel. There is a good one. Anyway, so I'm going to lean the theme of the show this week toward German old-time music. And I can't guarantee that's going to hold throughout the whole show. And for those of you who may be, Polish or Slav or whatever, hey, just join in the fun with us, all right? Grab yourself a good old German beer and what the heck. I think I've got pretty much all German and Bavarian style records this week. I'm not swearing to that. We'll see what happens, because I did see a Frankie Yankovic record over there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But let's start out with Marv Herzog with a song that we always play. And I don't think we may have not even played the Marv Herzog version of this. If we have, it's been a long, long time. And I hate to start the show with a song that's going to get stuck in your head, but that is what's going to happen, because it's just another polka. For Pete's sake, somebody else recorded it. Did that sound like you're playing an old Rudy Valley record just a little bit? I think it did. Anyway, Marv Herzog there, along with Wally Losel. That's Just Another Polka, getting things rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. For the most part, this is going to be a German edition of the show, because getting into the first week of October, it's Oktoberfest time, and Oktoberfest apparently can happen any time of the month. We got one brewery up here that got an early start on it, and they're having a big Oktoberfest thing the last weekend in September, which is technically too early as far as I'm concerned. And there's Oktoberfest celebrations going on all over the place throughout the month. And, of course, big here in Minnesota, because you have, like, New Ulm, Minnesota, which is where Whoopi John is from. The Six Fat Dutchmen are from. There's the world's finest Oompa band. There's all kinds of folks out of the area down there that made a lot of great German-style polka records. So it gets pretty crazy up here. It gets crazy all over the country. All over the world, people are celebrating German Fest. Anyway, yeah, I look ridiculous sitting here in my lederhosen, my funny hat with a feather in it. No, I'm not doing that. Actually, I'm wearing a Gilmore Girls sweatshirt. All right, let's keep it rolling here. You know, I feel like I have a cold, but I feel like I'm talking okay, so we'll see what happens. How about the EIO Polka? That's another one of those songs just about everybody did. A good German-style version of it would be the Deutschmeisters, though. Polka, that's the Deutschmeisters here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We get together every week in case you just stumbled on this and you're like, what the heck is going on? And we play polka records, basically, for about an hour. And we say polka records, but we include any old-time songs like a waltz or what have you. We always try to throw at least one waltz into every show. But to the untrained ear, and I've noticed this over the years, is you play a waltz that's an old-style band, like you play Whoopi John doing a waltz. Like, play Come Wet Your Mustache With Me, which is clearly in the 3/4 time. And people will still hear it, and they'll hear a tuba, and they'll hear an accordion or whatever, and they will assume it's a polka, even though it's a waltz, because they don't know better. And it's our job to educate the public in these matters. Bill's Polka Boys. Haven't heard from these guys in a long time. This is the Red Beer Polka. the Red Beer Polka there with Bill's Polka Boys on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Old-time records coming at you this week. I'm trying to my records are totally out of control this week. I got, instead of just one stack of plays from this stack this week, I got three stacks going on here. And I got the sleeves. I got some records that aren't in the color-coded sleeves, so I don't know where things go back. Ah, it's going to be a mess when the show's done today, I'm telling you. The Jolly Jokers. Normally, if you have an old-time band and they have the word jolly in their name, they're going to be a German-style band. Not always, but it does seem to be pretty much that way. If they're jolly, they're generally Germans. Anyway, these are the Jolly Jokers. This is the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band is playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
Pumpernickel Polka, and that is the Jolly Jokers here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We will have a waltz in the show. Stand by for that. Also have a record coming up that is not a German-style record. What is going on here? Why is there not a proper sleeve for this record? Something's out of control. Anyway, the show is flying by already. I don't know what is going on. I have not even talked about a World of Accordions museum yet, so I got to do that. And invite you to stop by, pay them a visit. And, of course, they're open all year round, but there's not as much vacation traveling going on once we get into the winter months, especially up here in the North Country. But you still can. I advise you check them out online, check their schedule, check their hours. You can see some photographs, see what they have there to take a look at. And believe me, when you see the photographs, it's like that is nothing compared to being there in real life, you know. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display, all sorts of memorabilia. and research materials and just stuff. If you want to study music in general and accordions and that style of music especially, and the ethnicities and the musicians and the people behind it all, World of Accordions Museum, great place to do that. They have a groovy gift shop. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have activities throughout the year. And, of course, the world's only accordion technicians and repair school. So check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find out more information about the whole darn thing. worldofaccordions.org on the internet, located on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Now, I told you on this show we're leaning toward almost all German-Bavarian-style songs. I mean, I got Whoopi John coming up here in a minute. But a record by the Matty's Brothers came around, and I haven't played this one in a good long time, if I've played it at all. It's called With Friends Like You, and I don't even know that this is strictly a polka, but it's the Matty's Brothers. And I played a little bit, and I listened to it, and I thought, you could definitely polka to this. So here they are. This is With Friends Like You.
Baby, what you doing with that knife? I was always quiet and kind of shy. John Smith is my name. I dug that Pocahontas chick and thought she felt the same. I sent my friend John Alden, who turned out to be a fraud. Instead of speaking up for me, he carried off the broad. To stay and watch the store. When I returned to carry on, they threw me out the door.
Sounds like a bunch of rowdies to me, anyway. The Matty's Brothers there with Friends Like You. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. A little out of character as an old-time song. But it was the Matty's Brothers, after all. So what more can you want, anyway? I told you, kind of a waltz coming up. Got Whoopi John standing by here. I think Pat's doing the singing. Is that right? I don't know. I can't see the record from here, and it's already on the record player. We all know the song. Achterlieber Augustine, 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 right? Achterlieber, we all know that song, and it's one of those good beer-drinking songs. Just as I just sang it poorly, I might add, you saw in your mind a bunch of German dudes with hats and lederhosen holding big steins swaying back and forth, singing with Achterlieber Augustine with their big beer steins, and they're partying and they're having a great time. Do you know the story behind that song? That is not a party song. I looked it up. Of course, you had the plague back in the 1600s, 1679. The Augustine in the song was a singer, and he played bagpipes, which is sad enough. And he used to wander around the inns in Vienna, singing his songs, playing his bagpipes, and partying with people. They loved him because he was a fun guy, and times were crummy because, face it, it was the plague. And Lieber Augustine means dear Augustine. Now, according to the legendary story as told by a preacher back in the 1600s, Augustine was drunk and walking home one night, and he fell in the gutter, fell asleep. Well, this is the plague. Well, back during the days of the plague, they had grave diggers that roamed around in the streets looking for people that keeled over dead. And you think times are crummy now. So they find him passed out in the street, and they think he's dead, and they dump him and his bagpipes into a pit filled with bodies of plague victims outside the walls of the city. This is a story. Next day, Augustine wakes up. He can't get out of the big mass grave, and he's a little, you know, torqued off. So he figures he's going to die in there, so he starts playing his bagpipes. The story says he wanted to die the way he lived, so he was laying in there with all these dead guys who died of the plague playing his bagpipes. Well, they heard the bagpipes, and they came and rescued him. And somehow he managed to remain healthy despite having slept all night with all those infected dead guys, and he became a symbol of hope for the Viennese people. At least that is what the legend says. So the next time you're sitting around drinking a big, tall German beer and you're singing, Ach, lieber Augustin, just remember that the story is not all that happy. Anyway, the song's still popular in Austria. And did you notice that the tune also goes with Did You Ever See a Lassie, a Lassie? Very similar. Anyway, Whoopi John and the band. And this is like your definitive Oktoberfest kind of song right here.
Lieber Augustin, come and join the band, and they'll sing and dance that Ach, du lieber Augustin, that's my schönes Melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes umba so schwein, my heart will answer with each umba beat, cause I love to sing that Ach, du lieber Augustin, Ach, du lieber Augustin, ain't it so grand?
Whoopi John of the band there, and now this particular record, 1957, for Whoopi John and the orchestra, and it was Pat singing, by the way, Pat Wilfart singing on that one, and that's Sing Ach du Lieber, which is, you know, obviously based on Ach du Lieber Augustine, or Augustine, depends how you want to say it, but obviously they didn't follow any of the original lyrics, because the original lyrics, I had them here, I looked them up, where do they put them, hang on here, they're somewhere in all this junk. But yeah, they're singing about the fella lies in the dirt, and he all is lost, and he's gonna die, and it's sad, and the plague is killing people, and then it's a terrible sad song, but somehow we made it into a happy drinking song. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, you're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldies show. We do this every week. We don't always lean toward German music like we're doing this week. But we're kind of kicking off Oktoberfest month, and usually I mix it up way better with, you know, Slovenian, Polish, German, Czech, whatever. We try to mix it up pretty good here on the show, but leaning German this week. And one thing about the Oompa Hour, and everybody who's a regular listener knows this, all the songs that you hear on the Oompa Hour come from phonograph records. It's old-time oldies. It's old-time music, and they're all old. And nothing from any of the new bands, which sometimes makes me sad because there are so many fantastic young old-time musicians out there, so many great bands and so many great bands that have been around forever that are still doing it. And we don't play any of their stuff, but that's just because that's the show. So sometimes we hit a record that's kind of beat up and scratchy, and I like to think it has patina, and it adds to the authenticity of the show. And that is the case of this next record by the Jolly Lumberjacks on Soma Records out of Minneapolis. And this is an old one because they didn't even have a logo on the label yet. It's just plain printing. And this one's got a few miles on it, I'm telling you. Here's the Roller Coaster Polka. All right, there you have it there, the Jolly Lumberjacks, and that was the Roller Coaster Polka. I heard an actual skip in that record. Maybe it snuck by you, but I was like, ooh, that is an authentically old record anyway. Here are the old Oompa Hour. Look at that. I put Whoopi John back in the wrong sleeve. I put him in the sleeve that the Jolly Lumberjacks go in, because the Whoopi John record is from 1957, and it has its original paper sleeve that says, Decca Records, all your favorites, now available in 45 RPM. Wow, what a crazy idea. 45 RPMs doesn't seem like enough after playing all those 78s. All right, we got one now. This is not a German-style record, but that's okay. I told you we weren't going to do strictly German and Bavarian records, but we're leaning that way this week. It's the Happy Wanderer Polka, though, and this is Jay and the Brass Tones.
Calls to me, come join my happy song.
All right, there you go. Jay and the Brass Tones there. Happy Wanderer Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Definitely a Polish-style record there. However, I don't know about you, but every time I hear the Happy Wanderer Polka, or the Happy Wanderer, so I always associate it with German or Bavarian music and people. And I haven't looked up the song to know the history, to know if that's true, but I see a guy, you know, with the hat and the suspenders and the little short pants and everything, wandering generally through a mountainous area, singing that song. And I should have looked up the origin before I brought it up, but I didn't do that. So you can look it up yourself. I was going to talk about something important here in the Oompa Hour, and I have no idea what it was. You know, I started the show telling you I have a cold and I was going to try not to talk so much. And we're already way over halfway through the show, and I'm behind in the number of records I usually fit into a show, which means I'm talking too much. Here's Dick Metko and the boys. Man, I'm having a luxury this week for the first time. You know, when I do the show, I type a list of all the records I play on each and every show. First of all, because some radio stations that carry the show need to know what's on the playlist. And because sometimes someone will call up, or they'll text or email and they'll say, you know, I remember you playing the blah, blah, blah polka on this date, and I can't remember who sang it. And I can type it into my searching thing, and it'll come up in my playlist. Like if I type in the Pumpernickel Polka, which we played earlier, that'll come up in my list, and it'll tell me every show where I played that song. And so it's kind of handy. So I type it into a computer thing every week while I'm doing the show, because I do the show live. This is not one of those pre-produced, I'm fixing the boo-boos. This is all live and spontaneous. Once I push go, we don't stop till the show's over. And all these years, because we're in the fifth year of doing the show now, this is show number 236, according to my chart, I have been using a computer that is off to my left-hand side and about 2 feet behind me. So after I start the record and I want to type the title in, I have to rotate the chair to the right and scoot back a couple of feet and then twist around and type it in and then swing back to the mixing console and get the next record ready. And this week I thought, I was sitting here and I thought, there's enough room, I think, between this mixer and the wall that I could put a computer in here. And all the computers used in the studio here, they're all iMacs. So they're all skinny little computers and they don't have like a box or a tower or nothing. Everything is right in the monitor. And I thought, and they don't have fans in them. They don't make any noise. They use convection cooling. Now that could go, because that's why the people like them in studios. I thought that, I bet that could fit there. And it has a wireless keyboard. And I thought, I'm going to try and see if that works. And darn, it fit perfectly. And then I thought, this is not going to work because it's too far away. It'll be out of the focus area of my reading glasses. But it works. So now when I type in a song, it's on a keyboard that's right in front of me, on a screen that's right in front of me. And this is so luxurious and convenient, you wouldn't believe. It sounds like a frivolous little nothing, but it is so handy and so much more better. Ah, I love it. Anyway, let's play Dick Metko and the boys. This is the Bread and Butter Polka.
Thank you.
there you go. That's the bread and butter polka. That's Dick Metko and his boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yeah, spinning the records. We do it every week here on the Oompa Hour. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with us, make a request, have a question, every now and then we get a letter from somebody saying, yeah, you played a record by my grandpa's band, and where could I get that record and stuff like that. You can always get in touch with us. There's a million different ways. You can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can Facebook. We have the Facebook thing, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And sometimes when I've got my poop together, I will post on our Facebook page the records that are going to be in the upcoming week's show. So, like, if you're wondering what's going to be on the show next week, and if you follow us on Facebook, you might see a list ahead of time. I don't always remember. But sometimes I do. Or sometimes I'll post a silly picture of me sitting here in some silly polka band t-shirt playing records or whatnot. By all means, check it out. Facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. You can also call or text to 218-259-2985. You won't get a human being because they have no idea what time the show is playing where you happen to be listening, because it's carried by many different radio stations and podcasters and web streams and stuff like that. But you can text or leave a message at 218-259-2985 if you are so inclined. Bernie White and his polka band. Here's another one of those songs y'all recognize, but you never remember the title. This is Hot Pretzels. There you go, Hot Pretzels there, and Bernie White and his polka band, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That is what you are tuned into, by the way. And here's another great record. This is another well-worn record and another great German-style band from down New Ulm, Minnesota again, just like Bernie White and the band and Whoopi John and Six Fat Dutchman and all those guys. Elmer Scheid and his band from New Ulm. You know it's an old record when they actually have their address printed on the record label. Hey, it's a well-worn 45. This is the Bye Bye Baby Polka. Yeah. right, there you have it there. Elmer Scheid and the band out of New Ulm, which is down southern Minnesota, for those of you who don't know, southeastern Minnesota, and the Bye Bye Baby Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Okay, we're leaning toward the German and Bavarian songs, Oktoberfest coming here in the month of October and all that jazz. But Alvin Stasinski is next on the stack. Polish style, of course, and Alvin, one of the more popular entertainers we have on the show. We get a lot of mentions for you. Play Alvin Stasinski. Here's Al. This is the Mary's Knockin' Polka.
Johnny's door. Please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can stay, that I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. Johnny's door. Please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can stay, that I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you.
But there you go, Alvin Stasinski there. Mary's Knocking Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hang on, I think we got time to squeak in a couple of more tunes here. We'll see what we can do.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I think we can get in a couple more quickies here, see what we can do on the show today. How about the Pavlik Brothers? We've been playing a lot of songs, Minnesota songs. How about the Wisconsin Polka? Pavlik Brothers there. That is the Wisconsin Polka. Let's wrap it up this week with the Six Fat Dutchman and the Minnesota Polka. Only seems fair, doesn't it? Thank you. Well, there you go. Six Fat Dutchmen wrapping up the show this week as we lean a little bit toward the German style this week as we're getting October rolling and Oktoberfest and all that sort of stuff. So hey, yeah, there you go. That's going to do it this week. I think we'll lean a little German next week, too. We'll see how that goes, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.